President Bush delivers his State of the Union address this evening before a joint session of Congress that's almost evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. Lawmakers have largely closed ranks behind the president when it comes to the war on terrorism, but members of Congress are split over how to handle the other big issue worrying the nation, the economy. NPR's David Wellner reports that they also have advice on one issue that Mr. Bush is not expected to dwell on tonight, the Enron collapse.
If there's one thing everyone in Congress agrees on, it's that the theme of security is bound to permeate Mr. Bush's speech tonight. And as they have ever since September 11th, Democrats say they'll support the increased military spending the president is expected to propose. But Martin Frost of Texas, who heads the House Democratic Caucus, says he wants to hear much more about what comes next in the war on terrorism.
Certainly, if the president is contemplating sending American troops other places other than Afghanistan. I think the American public would like to know about that. And my personal view is that if we're going to commit troops other places, that the president should come to Congress and ask for a vote authorizing it, just as he did last September before we went into Afghanistan.
Republicans see tonight's speech as an opportunity for the president to rally the nation behind his anti-terrorism campaign, but they also see it as a chance for him to make his case on how to pull the economy out of a recession. Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska says he expects Mr. Bush will mention his new budget, which is expected to be 9% larger than this year's.
I think he needs to talk a little bit about how do you sustain growth in an economy that is going to require more federal spending, not less.
Democrats say the president should also explain an anticipated budget shortfall of more than $100 billion. Kent Conrad, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, says $1 trillion worth of deficits are in store over the next decade.
The $1 trillion refers to money out of the Social Security and Medicare Trust Fund before the additional spending initiatives he's going to announce tonight, before the additional tax cuts he is going to announce tonight. So every penny of those initiatives will be coming out of the Social Security Trust Fund. And what the president has not told anybody is how he proposes to fill in this incredibly deep hole he's digging.
The president is expected to call on Congress tonight to send him a stimulus package to get the economy moving again. Senator John Breaux, a Louisiana Democrat who's backed Mr. Bush on occasion, says the president should not insist on his stimulus plan favoring corporate tax cuts that's been approved by the House, but that's gone nowhere in the Senate.
I mean, if he says it's what I proposed or nothing, the answer is obvious, it'll be nothing. So I would think that he would probably say, look, I'm flexible. We need a stimulus package. It has to have some basic features that both sides have put forth, and we should be bright enough and smart enough to get something that both sides can support.
Other Democrats say they want to hear the president directly address the issue that 11 congressional panels are now investigating, the collapse of Enron. Congressman John Dingell of Michigan has been pressing the White House to release documents related to its energy task force.
One of the things he ought to say is that he is going to make available to the Congress the information that we need to have with regard to the meetings that Mr. Cheney had, apparently in secret, with large components of the industry, including Enron.
But everyone, including the White House, says that is not likely to happen. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.